Do you love being strong? Love that word. Do you want to be weak? There's an interesting question. In every area of your life, if you had a choice between being strong or being weak, which would you choose? And if you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, an exercise professional, what do you need to be? It's not about wanting, it's about needing. As a leader, do we need to be strong, mentally and physically strong? If we are an exercise professional, would it be important to practice what we preach and be really physically strong and mentally strong? And are they connected? And because it's one of my favorite topics, I'm studying strength, mental and physical strength in depth on a daily basis. I'm sure you are too if you're an exercise professional, a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, because mental strength is possibly the thing that gets us through. Could that be possible? How do we overcome challenges? How do we anything that comes into our life that causes us hassle or challenge or makes us angry or frustrates us or just needs to be overcome, do we need to be mentally strong to overcome those challenges? So how do we get stronger? Even if you're really strong now, do you need to be stronger? And as an exercise professional all of my life, I'm very passionate and excited about the fact that I am much stronger physically and mentally than when I was 20. And at 30, I was stronger than 20. And at 60, now stronger than when I was 40. So how do you get mentally and physically stronger? Ha ha. And yes, question again, are they connected? What if they are? I'll rephrase that though, because a lot of people think, well, if you're physically strong, then you must be mentally strong. But is it possible that there are lots of people who can lift heavy things? They go to the gym and lift very heavy things. But if a challenge comes up or something complicated happens in their life, they are not mentally tough enough to overcome the challenge. So is it possible to start with that? Yes, you can be physically strong without being mentally strong. But there's the next question. Can you be mentally tough without being physically strong? And I'm sure you've met plenty of people like I have where that is definitely the case. They're tiny little people who probably can't lift very heavy things, but they're mentally really tough. And I've met some absolutely brilliant women where they're just tiny. You know, they're 40 kilos wringing wet, but their mental toughness is phenomenal. They can run iron events, or they can run marathon really fast, or a challenge comes into their life and they just overcome it, even though they're not physically strong. However, here's a great question. Are they physically strong for their size? So they might not be able to lift 100 kilos, but could they lift 40 kilos, perhaps their own weight? And if they wanted to, could they? And there's the great question. Could the definition of strength be that if you want to do something, you can, and if you can't do it now, you have the mental strength, the mental toughness, the mental resilience to go do it, to find out a way to do it. And it's one of those really special philosophies I was shared a long time ago. Regardless of what challenge is in your way, what are you going to do to get that challenge out of the way? Are you going to work out a way to jump over it, to dig under it, to explode it, to barge through it, to push it out of the way? But if you've got something stopping you from achieving your goal or being the kind of person that you want to be, why would you let something stop you? So are you going to be mentally and or physically strong enough to be able to overcome any challenges to make sure that you can live your life in the way that you want to live it? So from a physical strength point of view, that's really simple. And just overload your muscles and bones. Nobody's going to argue with that. If you, and it's a simple equation. If you can lift 5 kilos and you keep lifting 5 kilos, you won't get any stronger. Your body's got no reason to get stronger. Muscles and bones only get stronger when they're overloaded. So if you can absolutely maximally lift 5 kilos, but next time you try and lift 6, then if you lift 6, you will know that you're stronger. If you can lift 20 kilos and you go as hard as you possibly can, do as many as you possibly can, give your body enough time to rest and recover. And that's the important thing, because a lot of people think that they're getting stronger when they're lifting. And obviously, from a physiological point of view, all exercise professionals will know that that's when we're actually getting weaker. When you lift something heavy, you put micro tears in your muscles. Those muscles have to recover from that workout. They then regenerate from that workout, and then they super compensate, one of my favorite expressions. So muscles get prepared like the rest of our body. If we put ourselves under pressure, next time if we are under pressure again, we have to be stronger to overcome that pressure. So then you rest and recover, super compensate. And during that time period is when your muscles get stronger. So if you lift 20 kilos and next time you go and do exactly the same exercise, you can lift 25 kilos. Obviously, you've gotten stronger. Yay. So a physical strength is really simple. Overload your muscles and bones. Now, there's a bit of argument about which are the best exercises, but probably not. If you don't want to hurt your joints, your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles, your bones, you wouldn't do an exercise that puts shearing forces across your joints. And if you want to get really strong, why would you do little exercises? Of course, little exercises produce little results. Big exercises produce big results. So if you want to be really strong, do big exercises, use as many muscles as you possibly can at the same time. Work your body in a way that it's going to be really safe. So you're putting compression forces and traction forces through your joints rather than shearing forces across the joint, so you don't hurt any of your joints. And the human body has three major movement patterns. We can push with our upper body, we can pull with our upper body, and we can lower our body down to the ground to get back up again using our legs. So technically, two or three exercises is all you need. Do as many as you can. Keep going till you can't do any more. If you can do more than 20, it's been suggested that you'll get bored to tears for a start. But you're in the wrong energy system. Strength comes from your phosphate system, which is short, sharp exercise, lifting as heavy as you possibly can with as much overload as possible. So that's a simple, simple process. How do I get physically stronger? Big exercises, big results. Keep going till you can't do any more. Not only will you strengthen your muscles and bones though, you'll also strengthen your endocrine system, because that has to fire. The more muscles you use at one time, the more your endocrine hormonal system has to fire. And of course, you'll strengthen your central nervous system, because that's responsible for firing. The electrical wiring in our body is our central nervous system. So if we're using as many muscles as possible at the same time, that central nervous system has to fire at peak performance to make sure that we can use all of our muscles at the same time. And if you keep overloading, obviously that central nervous system has to keep pushing to its absolute limit to make sure that you can keep going until you can't do any more. Pretty simple. Ha ha. The other very cool thing about that is that your immune system is built inside your bones. So when you lift heavy things, when you overload your muscular system, you of course pull on your bones, which then overloads your skeletal system, so you get stronger bones. But not just the outside of the bone, the inside. And on the inside, we build those amazing fighting, attacking machines that whether we cut ourselves or we get a blister or we have an injury or we get some kind of sickness, illness, disease, pick up a virus or a germ, our body then from the inside of our bones goes and fights as hard as it possibly can to make sure that we recover quickly or that we don't get sick. So obviously strength, our physical strength, so that we are productive, that so that we don't get sick, so we don't get diseases, so that we can go and do all the things that we want to do physically, that is all easy. Just big exercises, big results, and the way that your body will then compensate for the heavy lifting, it will give you a strong body. But what's that got to do with your mind? Well, central nervous system, CNS. If I'm overloading my brain, my central nervous system is of course part of my brain, then what happens to my brain if I overload? And I always love this simple example. I've been using it as a real special tool my entire life now to get stronger. Our brain, neurotransmitters that pump into our brain or that our brain produces or that our body produces to overcome a challenge. So if something is put into our way that could kill us, that could hurt us, that challenges us, that forces us to think more clearly, to focus, all of those neurotransmitters obviously give us a stronger brain. So if I'm doing an exercise and I think that I can't do any more, but I do one more or two more, I overcome a challenge that I think that I can't do, then those neurotransmitters go into action and I get a stronger brain. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor is a fertilizer for my brain. It's a neurotransmitter that makes my brain stronger. And that happens when I overload my body, which then overloads my brain, makes my brain stronger. I get really excited about this stuff. So without being any kind of neuroscientist, all I figured out was if I think I can't do any more, keep going. Even if it's only 1 second more, one exercise more, 1 meter more, if I think I can't, I'm absolutely, I can't do anymore, but I just do a tiny little bit more, I then force my brain to change. It's called neuroplasticity. My brain will actually change and get stronger. But if I pump brain-derived neurotrophic factor into my brain, I now get mentally tougher and stronger because that's a fertilizer for my brain. I actually grow new brain cells. So the brain cells that I grow, the new ones, they have the thought patterns of a strong person. And any of the old thought patterns from a weak person, I can actually get rid of them. I get really excited about this stuff. Neuroscience, to me, the study of the human brain, is one of the most exciting things on this planet. And I study it every day for a reason. Because what does our brain control? If I'm in control of my brain and I can force my own brain to get stronger and tougher and wiser and to think more clearly and to be more creative, what will happen to my life? But now the connection is, as an exercise professional, when I exercise at high intensity, when I get puffed, when I lift heavy, when I'm physically fit and physically strong, so is my brain. And I can say this, even though it's politically incorrect, I'm allowed to say this because I'm a woman and I've got blonde hair. People do treat me, and I appreciate it, by the way, as if I'm a little bit less intelligent than other people. One, because I'm a woman, and two, because I've got blonde hair. I really appreciate that because it means people want to teach me. They teach me more because they think I'm not very smart. That whole process for me means I'm open to learning. And if you're open to learning, is it possible that your brain will grow more, will regenerate better, will have neuroplasticity, so it'll think differently, and you'll have neurogenesis, which means you have, or you grow new brain cells, because learning is one of the things that forces our brain to get stronger. So when I talk about learn, laugh, huff, puff, lift, that's my mantra for my life. Learn, laugh, huff, puff, lift. Learn, laugh, huff, puff, lift. And if you add love to the end of that, it's even more exciting. But if I'm learning every day, I'm laughing every day, I get puffed every day, and I make sure that my body and my brain is getting stronger every day because I'm forcing it to overload. So whether I overload my brain by lifting heavy thoughts, overcoming challenges, learning more, or I overload my body by lifting something heavy, is it possible then that I will be a strong person? I will be able to overcome challenges. I will be able to climb mountains. I will be able to recover quickly from an injury, or if I pick up a germ, bug, or virus, I either won't get sick or I will get better really fast. So when I ask the question, do you love being strong? If you were to ask me that question, Rowie, do you love being strong? I don't just love it. It's my driving force. I want to be the strongest woman I can possibly be, so that I have a smart brain, a wise brain, a creative brain, a brilliant brain, and a body that can keep up. And if I let any of those things waste away, if I let my brain go weak, if I let my muscles, my bones go weak, if I let my endocrine hormonal system go weak, imagine that 60-year-old woman lets her hormonal system go weak. Now we have a person who's controlled by menopause, who's controlled by hot flushes, who's controlled by weight, all the things that happen when we let our menopause control us. That's exactly what I was going to say. When we let our hormones control us, then menopause controls us, and we are no longer in control of our life. I don't want to be that weak woman. I want to be a strong woman who's in control of my own hormones. I want to have strong bones. Osteoporosis has always been considered a weak woman's disease because weak women get osteoporosis. Well, not me, because I'm constantly forcing my muscles to pull on my bones so that my bones stay really strong. And of course, then how can I get sick? And if I, for some crazy reason, I get sick, I'm going to recover so much quicker because I've got a really strong immune system, because my muscles are pulling on my bones, which create my strong immune system. And you know what's really crazy? There's a lot of women who don't want to be strong. Now, they probably wouldn't say that, would they? They're not going to say, no, I want to be weak. But have you heard women say, oh, no, I don't want to do heavy strength training because I'll get big muscles? Don't we wish? I wish that I could have bigger muscles, because bigger muscles means stronger body, faster metabolism. That's why men have a faster metabolism than women, because they can actually build muscle. We don't have testicles to build testosterone. We have a tiny bit of testosterone that we can produce in our own reproductive system, but it's just a tiny amount. So we really have, we've got everything going against us as women. But if we keep really strong, if we keep our muscles strong so they don't waste away, they don't get weak. If we keep our bones really strong, they don't waste away, they don't get weak. And the only way to do that is to lift heavy things so that your muscles are pulling on your bones. And if I'm doing that, then I'm forcing my brain to be strong. And I definitely don't want a weak brain. I watched my father die of Alzheimer's, which is a rotting away of the brain. I don't want that for anybody. And if we can prevent that or slow it down at best, and when I say best, we can actually prevent it. I'm a passionately firm believer that if you keep your brain really strong by Learn, Love, Huff, Puff, Lift, your brain will then control the rest of your body and you will have a strong body, a strong mind, a strong immune system, strong muscles and bones, a strong endocrine system so you're in control of your hormones, a strong central nervous system so that everything's firing really well. And what would that do to your life? If you are a weak person, the opposite to strong, what happens to your life? Your brain rots away, your muscles and bones rots away. Your immune system doesn't work properly, your endocrine hormonal system takes over, and it, because it's weak, it is now in control of you because it's not functioning properly. So you feel sick, you feel depressed, you get fat. Horrible things happen when we let our body go weak. So man or woman, child or grandparent, whoever you are, do you want to be strong or do you want to be weak? And physical strength is simple. Get fit, yes, but you, it's even, and here's a really interesting side note, the fitter you want to be, the stronger you have to be. Because, for example, if you want to run a marathon, 42.2 kilometers, if you are really strong, every step is easier. It doesn't hurt because your muscles and bones are stronger so that you can go faster, you can go further because you're strong. If a challenge comes into your life, you can overcome it because you've got a strong mind, not a weak one. You can think for yourself, you can be creative, you can think brilliantly, you can think outside everybody else's normal way of thinking because you're strong. What about a strong self-esteem, strong self-confidence? Would they be important in life? And if you've got a really strong body and a really strong brain, is it possible that you'll feel better about yourself? Strong, strong, strong versus weak brain, weak body, weak immune system, weak self-esteem. They're all the things I believe that our world is suffering from. We're getting fatter and, well, we are fatter and sicker and weaker and more depressed than we've ever been. And is that because we've let ourselves get weak? I can't control what other people do, but I have full control over my body and my brain. How about you? And I'm not going to let my body or my brain get weak. How about you? I want to be strong. I will be strong. I'm getting stronger. How about you? What a great question.